still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
This is the Big Red Radio, 98KUPD, and it's time for the Brady Report, brought to you guys by Hooters, and it's Friday, so tomorrow night's fight night. Head on over to Hooters for three UFC fights, best enjoyed with a side of hot wings and an ice-cold Bud Light, and of course, the Hooters girls are going to be there. So, Brady, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world, we've made it!
Hello.
Happy National Day of Unplugging.
Unplugging? I don't think anybody could do that nowadays.
Dude, try and have a teenager and try and tell them to unplug on their own. Like, hey, manage yourself. You know, put your phone away for a while.
Yeah.
It's down for 5 seconds.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
And back on it. You have to take it from them and put it somewhere. Like, we have a deal at night because they wouldn't stop using their phone in the middle of the night. So it's like, all right, at 10:30, your phone comes out on the counter. If it's not there, you lose your phone for the whole next day. What?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I'm paying for the goddamn phone. I'll do whatever I want. Well, that's not fair. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is, until you get a job.
That's the whole thing, man.
I think taking the phones away now is worse than, like, you can't go out for 2 weeks or something like that. I mean, it's like...
It's a great tool to have.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Here's the thing that I wanted to do. I found an old Motorola StarTAC, you know, with just the number display.
Yeah.
I wanted to try and activate that and give that to Alex as, look, I know you need a phone. We don't have a home phone. So, you know, in the interest of safety, here's still a way for you to stay in contact. But I'm taking away your phone so that you don't have Snapchat. You don't have TikTok. You don't have everything else. Here.
That'd be a fate worse than death for a kid. Because it's like, how do I get on Instagram? What are you doing?
That and the embarrassment of pulling out a flip phone in front of their friends.
Gold
would be priceless. I just don't think you can activate those phones on the networks anymore.
Well, I know they still have flip phones because you see the old commercials at 2 a.m.
They do.
With the big buttons and stuff, but they don't do anything else.
The jitterbug you're talking about?
Is that what that is?
Yeah. It's gold.
They do have that because we went to Verizon and I'm like, I just want a simple flip phone. But you open up the flip phone, guess what the flip phone has on it now that it comes with? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram are already loaded on it.
Oh, man.
So the flip phone these days is still so advanced. I just want the numbers. That's it.
Yeah. I wish my parents had that because I got to go over there like once a week and play tech service. And like, so I want to post on Facebook in this forum. How do I post this picture? Christ. Like last week when I showed you how to do it.
Yeah. Write down step-by-step instructions. Ugh.
Now, me, I need a good tripod for my TikTok videos. I had it all set up.
For the turtle videos?
Yeah. Right. Boy, I missed a good one the other day.
Yeah? What'd you miss?
Turtles? I picked up Kirby after school, and we pull in the driveway. And right when she gets out of the truck, within 4 feet, this kestrel, which is like a small falcon.
Okay.
That's what I'm calling it.
All right.
I call them like sparrow hawks, but I know that's what it's a smaller falcon.
Right.
Or a hawk.
Okay.
And it is 3 feet away from Kirby's head and nails a sparrow. And it looked like Kirby, the hawk, basically busted a down pillow above her head.
Oh, man.
And she's like, she thought it was snowing at first. And I go, because her head was turned and it was right when I was looking. I go, unbelievable. Did you see that? And it's now nested in my tree. And there's a second one that comes down, and within 10 seconds, it swoops in the tree and snags the second sparrow that was in there. It was one of those. And as he had it, he loses it in his talons, mm-hmm. and it lands on my roof. But the other one tumbled to the ground in our front yard. I'm like, Kirby, I don't know if this one. So I went over there, and it's doing that bird thing when it kind of gasps. And I'm like, I don't think he's going to make it. And she's like, well, give it a couple of minutes. All right, we'll go inside. I come back out 2 minutes later.
Done.
And no, I'm watering the plant next to it, and there it is. He's kind of looking up. He got up.
Really?
And he's just staring at me. She's, what was that about? And then all of a sudden, I move out of the bush, and it jumps into the bush, though, to hide.
Oh, okay. It's like Steve
Kymen
and Scottsdale.
The other one did not on top of it.
Week and a half ago in my backyard, Here's what we looked out to. I'm like, what?
That's
like
the same bird.
Like you said, a down pillow. Like I looked out there and all I saw was the pile of feathers blown away in the wind. If you look real close at his feet, he's got a chicken wing there.
Oh, yeah. Bloody.
From a dove. I mean, I appreciate him taking out the dove in my house, but
it's easy pickings for him, too, right now. Because everything's humping right now for the spring. All the birds are just... So this mounting each other.
This is a kestrel, huh? I always wanted a kestrel. I think so. Because it did look a little
bit smaller, too, right?
Yeah, it's small.
They're so fast.
Hmm. I don't even know what a kestrel was, but...
Here's your Wild America.
Oh, sorry, I didn't have the music ready for that one. Hopefully we don't get to that because I got to find the music then.
Right. Got a couple of baseless fun facts. The only place where the Venus flytrap grows natively is within 60 miles of Wilmington, North Carolina. If they're growing anywhere else, it's because they've been transplanted there.
Wow.
In the 19...
I thought that was like a jungle plant.
More of a tropical.
Yeah.
You would think so by looking at it.
And they're not as fast. You know, people think it goes out there and closes in. Right. Snaps at you.
Yeah.
No, it lands in there and it slowly closes on.
But it's got sticky stuff in there too, right? That's why the flies
so
can't
it's stuck
get out
in there.
There.
Yeah. In the 1930s, Northern Bath Tissue marketed itself with the slogan, 100% splinter-free. Because it wasn't a guarantee back there, I guess, with some of the other papers on the market.
Well, that can't be said for the toilet paper we have in this building. Because I've used, unlike John, I have went here.
Yeah, man.
Talk about 100 grit.
Oh, wow. Here's this. So this is the toilet paper that was not splinter free in the 1930s.
Oh my God! I don't know if I'd wipe my ass.
I wonder how heavy that roll would be. It'd be like a third of a log.
I think I'd have a handkerchief and I'd wash it all the time.
Oh,
that's I'd why have a garden hose. That's why they had those corn cobs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right.
You roll
You're
it.
Right.
Look at that. Oh. I think I would definitely have the I'd have the early bidet in there.
Beaumont,
I'd have a garden hose.
Beaumont toilet paper.
Wow.
A pine weevil insect puts its poop next to the eggs. So they take a dump. They lay eggs, take a dump all the way around it. It's to protect, to keep predators away.
Seems like it's working.
Yeah, I think that would work.
Got a couple of deals on the vaccination. Here's a couple of new trends. The new sexy on dating apps is being vaccinated.
Really?
I can imagine.
That's a big selling point.
Thank God I'm not on the dating scene anymore.
So the only people that are on those dating sites that have vaccines are healthcare workers and
cops.
And cops.
Oh,
plus.
You got cops? Yeah, first responders. You got a lot of teachers now, right?
That's true.
But early on, you got it was Mesa's, 55 or 65 plus.
That's true. Mesa says that every teacher and staff member that wants a vaccine has gotten it.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah. Which is one of the reasons why. I mean, they've been open, so the governor throwing open the schools hasn't been such a major news deal in Mesa, but I know other districts have been shut down the entire time.
You asked if I was going to get it the other day?
Yeah.
And so... I said, I'd like to get the Johnson & Johnson one.
Right.
I don't know if you can, you got to wait a little bit. So I went online just to check to book an appointment in my area.
Right. Nothing?
Nothing available.
The Johnson & Johnson is it here
I think
Monday
it
or
gonna,
is it here tonight?
I thought it was going to be here tonight from what I read. But what do you do when you go to get your – are different sites having different vaccines or do you show up and, it's like, I'll take the Pfizer.
I just went to that. The website where you check it out and it says put your zip code or your area.
Right.
And there's a bunch in the East Valley and no appointments available.
Oh, man. Because I think
I just got a hit or miss. Then I guess I'd go, well, then you check the West Valley. And I wasn't about, I don't know. I don't want to travel 60 miles.
No.
Yeah. So they opened up 50,000 vaccine appointments the other day and they filled up in. I heard
minutes.
90 minutes, but yeah, 2 hours it says. And this is I think this was before the mass vaccination site that you're talking about in Gilbert opened up at Chandler Gilbert. So they have Phoenix Muni over here. If you've not driven by in the morning.
I haven't, no.
Line them up.
Drive by in the morning. They are lined up. They're doing 24/7. At both.
Well, they got to do it.
We got to get
this stuff out there. Yep. Whether you like it or not, you know.
Everybody's got it. And they got to do them in big numbers, as many as possible.
This is something for the ladies here.
All right.
Chipotle is coming out with a new line of makeup. If you want your face to look like a burrito.
What?
They've teamed up with Elf Cosmetics to create a line of makeup that you look like a delicious burrito.
What? I don't know,
but so they have lip gloss that's the color of the hot salsa, a face sponge that looks like an avocado, and a makeup bag that looks like Chipotle's chips.
Oh, there it is. Oh,
yeah.
ChipotleGoods.com ranges from $8 to $18 each.
Who the hell is going to wear the green avocado on their face? Man.
Cinco de Mayo is
like
going to look amazing this year.
If you have to dress up for Cinco de Mayo
yeah.
with your avocado palate,
yeah,
you've got bigger problems.
I'm a barbacoa burrito bowl. I mean,
you put your Chipotle makeup on and head over to, I think it's Chili's now. Because Chili's is selling a gallon of margarita bagged.
Really? Yeah.
Nice.
Red, White, and Brew maybe over by us.
Yeah.
Did the same thing, and we got a gallon of a little Boda bag almost of margarita. It was awesome.
Nice.
Haven't done it in a while, but it was a few months ago. Yeah. And Nando's over by us does that.
That place is good, actually.
Yeah.
I like that.
The latest trend in home building and home design, bathrooms.
Yeah.
Is no door.
What?
Where you drop your deuce.
Why would you?
Well, in Montana, there is no water closet like there is in Arizona.
The open concepts in bathrooms are really popular.
That's an Arizona thing, having a room with your toilet in it.
Yeah, I guess now I'm thinking of like the houses in Chicago and stuff like that.
Midwest, Montana, everything. It's the bathtub and then the toilet's right next to the bathtub.
Yeah. Yeah, but the masters, if you're building, most masters will close it off, even so.
I guess. When I was growing up, even the masters had it like that. If you had a bathroom in your master bedroom,
right,
it was the same thing. You had like your shower stall and then the toilet.
Maybe a little pony wall in between the bathroom and the, but it was always seemed to be next to the tub, even if the tub was separate from the shower.
Yeah, yep.
Well, they've been doing it here for a while because our house was built in like 79 or something like that.
Well, and you had that Queen Creek house.
Yeah.
I know that one was newer, but you had that one that was there too.
But it was the same setup, like, because the house was, you know, built in 79 and it has, you know, it's open
its
to the master, but it you know, where the sink, the vanity and all that kind of stuff is. And then it's got its own shower and toilet with a door and it's all separated, so.
But
that way for a minute.
But if you have a second bathroom, do you have a closet in that bathroom?
I do, actually, in that,
really?
In that
both
house.
Of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the second bathroom, it's kind of, I'm just like, yeah, let's just
well,
get
our
that,
second bathroom know? has the vanity, toilet, and tub right together.
I'm all for a second room on those things.
I'm for the privacy.
Oh, absolutely.
And the stink containment. So if we want to go that route.
Oh, yeah.
The outdoor bathroom has no closet or anything.
No.
Backyard.
Guy on sex says, hey, Brett, to be fair, I believe you'd ditch your lady if someone else wore makeup that looked like your mama's gravy.
Oh, bastards.
Is that rouge? Like, that's like my
mom's. Of course I wouldn't. She's listening right now. So no, of course I wouldn't do that. Be like John's doctor. Wink, wink.
Right. Wink. Double guns.
Maybe some mozzarella lip gloss.
You might sell me
mozzarella. If you've got white makeup on.
Oh, yeah. Then you look like one of those bands that Marcus plays on Into the Pit.
Yes.
This guy named John Oliver Westbrook. Authorities have been trying to catch up with him. He kidnapped his daughter, Daphne, who's 17 years old, back in October of 2019. It happened in Chattanooga, Tennessee. But the reason why they can't find this guy is he's an IT expert.
Oh,
man.
And,
you wouldn't find Marcus.
He doesn't leave any footprints. And it's been, since October 2019. Here's a picture of Daphne. And then in the corner.
Huh.
It's not how I picture Oliver. That's him over there in the beard. The last photo they've had.
So wait, this is his daughter he kidnapped?
Yes.
Okay. His blood daughter.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. It's IT guy. I think these IT guys all kind of look alike. He's got a little Marcus in him there.
Yeah. Yeah.
He also deals in Bitcoin.
Of course he does.
Because why wouldn't he?
You got another guy, former police chief. This is in Maryland. He's in trouble because from 2011 to 2020, people that he got in arguments with, he would set part of their house or office, whatever, on fire.
Oh!
As payback.
Is this the police chief?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw this on the local news last night. Oh my God. How many times did he do it? A dozen?
Yeah, he's linked to almost, I think, 11.
Wow.
Guy's 69 years old.
Not real aware of ring cams, though, because they have him a number of times.
Well, he is 69 years old.
He's 69, stuff. I think he's doing like, I don't care.
He's probably still got a flip phone, too.
He definitely has.
Oh, yeah, this is a flip phone guy. Yeah, look at this guy.
That guy can't even read his jitterbug. Got another guy in Pasco, Washington. Deputy showed up on this guy's farm because this 50-year-old dude was trapped under a 1,500-pound bale of hay.
Whoa.
And the farmer that,
those
that
are
lives
the
there.
Ones.
Those are those big round
those
ones
two,
that you see on the truck.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So the guy, the police come to the guy's farm, and they're asking the farmer about the guy. He's like, look, dude didn't pay for the hay. So that's why I'm keeping him there.
Dropped it on him?
Well, no, he didn't drop it. The guy was trying to steal the hay.
Oh,
and
okay.
It dropped over him. Like, he's not supposed to be on my farm, and he didn't pay for the hay.
That's how we do things down here.
Yeah, because a normal hay bale, the three twine hay bales.
That's like the squares that you see, like, all around.
The,
okay.
These are the bigger ones. They're about 150 pounds. The normal two twine bale of hay is about 70 pounds.
Okay.
We got a guy that was dressing up as a Home Depot employee, walking into Home Depot's,
goals,
and walking out with merch.
Walk
oh,
out.
Well, there you go.
That's kind of brilliant, actually.
Panama City, Florida. The guy did it, and it worked.
Hey, speaking of, I wonder if Marcus still has his Best Buy t-shirt.
Oh, man.
I could use a new TV.
I might get my PS5 that way.
There you go.
Finally.
He was the place he got busted, he had about $1,500 of merchandise. He just pulled the truck up, walked in. It started loading the truck out in, like, the lumber loading area.
So how'd they get him, then?
Oh, I think a couple of guys, but I don't think he works
here.
You
guys know him?
I don't, yeah.
But you wonder how many times he got away with it before he got caught.
Exactly.
Right? You know, and how many different
Best Buys
they're
putting that together right now.
Because our buddy Kevin was telling us about a story. I think it was a Walmart somewhere. I can't remember which one it was. But he was saying that there was guys going in there grabbing, like, you know, 42-inch TVs and stuff like that and just walking out the door. Just walking out.
Yep. He's got great stories
about
Walmart robberies.
It's Friday. I've got some science news.
All right.
It's playing.
Hello, my
there
friends.
You gotcha. That's not me.
Got to find the buttons.
That's not me.
I'm Professor Brady Bogan, and this is your science news. Marine biologists in New Zealand discovered a glow-in-the-dark shark.
Oh.
They found three types, and they're not all small. One of them grow around 6 feet. They glow because of light-producing cells in their skin called photophores.
Hmm.
At pictures? Least you can see it coming
you got
after
any pictures?
You. I don't have any pics.
Damn it.
But I bet you.
See if I can find some.
The world's oldest known wild bird is a mom again. A 70-year-old albatross.
What?
Boy.
Scientists
what
have been tracking this albatross since 1956.
What was that Disney movie with the albatross?
Oh.
So she starred in the movie, basically.
Yeah.
She's 70.
They say she's had around 40 chicks.
Well, she's
the Travelers did have an albatross, I thought.
Was it? Okay.
An Egyptologist translated a set of 3,500-year-old instructions on how to mummify a body. They found similar instructions before, but this one's the oldest by far, by 1,000 years.
Oh. And it must work. I mean, but
sure.
Yet IKEA can't figure out how to make any goddamn instructions. They can mummify 3,000 years ago, but I can't put a collapsible folding table together. It's unbelievable.
Biggest thing with
IKEA, and they had that figured out at one time, but no one, you know, they found, you know, you hear all this stuff that Egypt had, like light batteries.
Yeah.
They had primitive batteries back in the day.
Okay, that's right. I did hear that.
They were making some good liquor.
All right. Now you're talking.
Egyptian triple Bock beer was unbelievable.
Here's your glow-in-the-dark shark, by the way.
There's one. The photo fours at work.
And there's the other one.
It looks like just somebody's holding a flashlight on it, though.
But if you saw that,
I'd piss my wetsuit. Are you kidding me?
Only the males glow under a black light.
Well played.
There's a naked guy in Florida. Another naked guy in Florida. 21-year-old wandered into some people's backyard and started jumping on the trampoline completely naked. Now, seeing the mugshot, I can see maybe they didn't need the ring camera. Oh. They just heard it going on. The guy's jumping up and down. I love always the comment by the police. Not sure if drugs had anything to do with it.
Right. By this picture, I'm betting that there was a little bit of drugs involved in that. Look at that tweaker.
Yeah. Tekashi 5'9".
I think I used to talk to him on the overnights.
I'm sure he did.
Speaking of ring cameras, we got an Amazon driver that was caught on camera dropping off some Whole Foods groceries and took a whiz on it.
Oh man.
Happened in North Kingston, Rhode Island.
Boy, you pay enough for Whole Foods as it is, let alone you get the bonus.
No.
Guy got the notification from his Ring doorbell camera when the delivery driver was dropping off his stuff. Clicked over to the video, saw the delivery driver pee all over his groceries.
He's just hanging brain and just going.
Amazon wound up offering to send a cleaning crew over to his house and gave him a $100 credit.
Yeah, I would say. Because
at least.
At Whole Foods, $100 isn't going to buy you a whole hell of a lot.
We'll get to those stores in just a moment. That'll get you a half pound of shrimp.
11 at 11.
All right, here
Amazon's
we go.
Amazon's high delivery standards were tonight. I'm John DeLuca. Now, once he gathered.
You don't mess with DeLuca.
That customer got a notification from his Ring doorbell camera when the delivery
driver with a partner?
Approached.
Yeah.
I was watching, and he was acting strange, so I kept watching.
You can see the man goes back and forth a few times. The customer, a North Kingstown man who wanted to remain anonymous, continued watching on his phone.
I didn't know what he did until.
Oh, come on!
Wet spot there on the ground. I went.
He was brining the shrimp.
And I put the volume all the way up.
He doesn't like seltzer water.
He hates these cans.
You can see here the delivery driver sees he's being captured on the Ring camera, so he crouches down to relieve himself.
At that point, I realized that he had urinated all over my food.
The customer says he immediately called Amazon customer service, who was largely unhelpful, but when he called a corporate member, they apologized profusely and sent a cleaning crew to the house to clean their front walk the next day.
I
don't know about that.
That's a customer service call you can't prepare your employees for.
No, absolutely. There's
because
no training
you think
for
somebody's,
that.
Somebody's just out of their mind on that.
And
one.
I don't blame, Amazon.
Yeah.
You blame that guy's going rogue.
And you look at it too as far as like the whole you know, we've talked about it before. The famous line in Waiting, don't mess with people who got your food. This is another thing. He may have checked his things as, no tip, huh? All right, I'm going to turn around and show you.
Yep. I've said it before, Waiting is a documentary.
Oh, it is, 100%. It's funny, but there's a lot of truth to that.
This is pretty amazing. Corey Philpott is the guy's name. He's an Australian athlete. He broke a world record. Ran a marathon in 16 hours and 12 minutes.
That's a record.
How far is a marathon anyway? Is that
26.2 miles?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, so you're way off.
Yeah.
So it's not a record just
because
of time.
Isn't 4 hours the record?
He was pulling a 3,300-pound Ranger truck the whole
time. All right. All right.
And he did it in how long?
16 hours and 12 minutes. Jeez.
I don't think I could do that in 16 days, 26 miles.
What happens if you get on an incline?
That's true. What do you do? Just jump on the hood?
Up or down.
You just jump on the hood and wait.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He puts it in park, takes a little breather, and gets it back in.
Let's it go.
We'll end it with some radio videos.
All right. There's some girls getting hurt in here.
Let's see. We'll pop the first one up.
All right.
Just see the picture. Okay, this is helping out. They're taking out. They're installing some new lights in the kitchen. I don't know if you've. This is a.
I don't know.
They're
installing that ass.
They're in the kitchen. Yeah.
Her install method's a little.
Yeah,
little
it's not coming out of the socket necessarily. Or the wall.
Oh, so they are installing. Okay.
No, she's taking it down.
Okay.
Oh, with the lights on too.
Yep, that's the thing.
But it's wedged in there pretty good.
There you go. Problem solved.
It's a good little exposure of, you know, under boob, but it's bra. And then out go the lights.
Oh, man. And all the lights in the house go out, too.
How did she think that was going to go?
Let alone, I know there's music playing, but how many people are in there?
Yeah, no kidding. What? And the moron filming it is just like, yeah, just go ahead and hang from that thing. Stupid. And what do we got here?
This one. Jeez, I can't remember this one.
Basketball, right?
Basketball. Oh, yeah. By surprise. Skills.
Okay.
At Dick's.
Okay.
No, I'm guessing. I feel like she flips it up. Shoot a shot. Guy slams it. Alley-oop.
Nice.
A soccer alley-oop.
Oh.
There's a couple of
them. Yeah, she does. Yeah. And then the second one's the one hand. First one, two-hand tomahawk. I'm coming in. Then flips it back up one-handed.
Nice.
This is what you do before the store opens.
I was going to say, either that store is really dead.
Test out some of the product.
That's impressive.
Those are the only two I have. Did you have more?
You have another one?
That was it.
What? No girls getting hurt?
Well, all right, Brett.
We got to have one.
We'll go to the...
Can't break tradition.
That wasn't enough failure right
there. No, I need some broad.
It was
like,
a little light
falling on her face or something.
Yeah, I didn't.
The latest post Toledo's is still on. That. Let's go,
yeah,
let's
see
go down
that?
A little
old
bit.
School?
See what we haven't seen. How about this one? What's this one?
Oh, the Burka dance party. Oh, okay.
Everybody dancing up on the stage. Face plant.
All right, that's funny.
All right, I like that one. All right.
That's a good one to end it on.
Yeah, we'll definitely post that one. Well, she got up, though. Like, took it like a champ.
I don't know, man. What was she thinking?
I don't know.
Stage dive.
The other one hit her with her ass.
Somebody hip-tossed her. Yep.
Hips don't lie. Man.
And this one, I like this one, too.
All right. Uzi.
Got a Jackson Chameleon.
Yep. Oh! It stung her in the eye.
She had the bug on her eye.
Oh, man. All right, we'll post those up on the Facebook here in a little bit. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. And since we said a little bit earlier, we're going to kind of like jump back to what was happening a year ago. Let's do another best of moment. This is the Brady Report from last year.
A few stories from last year.
Yeah. Check it out. It's Big Red Radio, 98KUPD.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.